This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Fish farming in Wisconsin has traditionally centered around raising bait for the state's anglers. But after a 10-year lull, the state's aquaculture industry is seeing growth, and new farms are raising fish destined for the dinner table. Rich Kramer has the latest installment of our series, State of Change.
On a hill overlooking the small town of Northfield, just off I-94, a green metal building, 2 acres of plexiglass, and a red barn stand out in the surrounding sea of farm fields. It's a fish farm capable of producing 160,000 pounds of Atlantic salmon and rainbow trout, along with a greenhouse that can grow up to 2 million pounds of lettuce per year. The business is called Superior Fresh. Brandon Gotzacker is the general manager. He says it's the first indoor Atlantic salmon aquaculture facility in the U.S., and by using lights to simulate changing seasons, Gotzacker claims they can grow their fish at least a year faster than in the wild.
Inside our building, we can grow these fish a little bit quicker than outdoor farms because we give the fish an optimum environment to live in their entire life. So we avoid winters and super cold water that would slow a fish's metabolism down and ultimately its growth.
There are currently around 60,000 salmon and trout in their tanks, and Gotzacker hopes to add 15,000 more next year. That creates a lot of waste that, in traditional fish farming, can make its way into rivers and streams. But production manager Bruno Cerozzi says that waste feeds their other cash crop.
We feed the fish, they will take the nutrients that they need to grow, and all the nutrients that they don't use, we recycle through the plants.
In the greenhouse next door, head grower Adam Schinner stands next to floating mats with 24,000 heads of romaine, red leaf, and butter lettuce, which he says grow nearly twice as fast as in the field. He says with a growing population, high-tech farms like this will become vital in providing nutritious, local food to the masses.
I definitely believe this is the way of the future. The amount of space we utilize here is so much less than traditional agriculture, and we can keep this production going year-round, which is definitely something that's going to be needed, especially in northern hemispheres.
There are 2,500 registered fish farms in Wisconsin, but only around 350 raise fish as a business. According to USDA statistics, the number of Wisconsin fish farms declined between 2005 and 2013. Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst wants to change that, and a bill of his, which eases regulations for fish farming, was recently signed by Governor Scott Walker.
We have a very highly regulated industry, and it discourages people from expanding into aquaculture, and there's just such great possibilities here in Wisconsin. We have the water resource to be able to do it.
Tiffany says the aim of his bill is to treat aquaculture more like traditional agriculture. But that doesn't sit well with some environmental groups. Sarah Gears is an attorney with Midwest Environmental Advocates, which opposed the legislation.
We're concerned that those existing regulatory standards aren't tailored for this very different industry. So it's like agriculture in a way, but also totally different than growing crops in a field.
Whether Tiffany's bill will spur an aquaculture revolution in Wisconsin remains to be seen. But Chris Hartleb of the UW-Stevens Point Northern Aquaculture Demonstration Facility says new growth is breaking a decade of stagnation in the industry.
I would say in the past 3 years, there's this kind of resurgence in Wisconsin aquaculture where not only are new businesses starting to open up, but it's younger generation people starting those businesses.
The team at Superior Fresh in Jackson County is part of that next generation of fish farmers, and they're excited for the future. If all goes well, the company says it could build a new operation 10 times bigger than the facility in Northfield. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story is part of WPR's year-long series, State of Change.